Hey everyone, it's your health bestie Barbara. Last week we discussed how to build renewal into your workday. We explored three practical pathways: creating a consistent sleep routine as your primary nightly deposit, auditing your schedule through the lens of energy rather than time. We also explored rhythmic work blocks to protect focus and prevent burnout. Each of these habits strengthen your capacity from the outside in. Today we turn inward. We're talking about love. Love is such a broad term, so let's narrow it down to love as a form of acceptance. This type of love allows a person to grow and be themselves. It is love that says you are safe here, because whether we admit it or not, every single one of us is asking that question, am I safe? Previously, we spoke of the five love languages of children. This is an extension. Loving another person means fully accepting a person as they are. Empathizing with another person is love. Love is that feeling we have for ourselves and each other. It is also the environment that we create. Let's explore that further. At Health Solutions Today, our mission is to help people build healthy lives from the inside out. We care about sleep, movement, and structure, but we also care deeply about relationships. Because you can have the perfect routine, but if you live in environments where you feel judged, unseen, or unsafe, your nervous system never truly rests. Real health requires relational safety. It requires spaces where you are not performing, not pretending, not bracing for correction. Today we are going to explore three simple but profound ideas. You need acceptance. Love is expressed through empathy and presence, and the goal of life is to become fully yourself. Let's start with the first. Every person you meet is asking one silent question. Am I safe here? Think about your first day at a new job. You walk in, introduce yourself, smile, shake hands, but internally something else is happening. You're scanning. If I make a mistake, will they embarrass me? If I ask a question, will they think I'm incompetent? Will I like working here? Will these people accept me? Or think about the first time you met someone who would later become very important in your life. Maybe even your spouse. Beneath the conversation, beneath the surface, you were wondering, can I relax around this person? Can I tell the truth here? Will they stay if they really see me? When the answer feels like yes, your body softens. You speak more freely, you become more creative, more honest, more engaged. Acceptance is not weakness, it is strength. It is the oxygen that allows people to grow, and that leads us to the next layer, what love actually looks like day to day. Love is empathy and presence. We use the word love often, but it can feel vague. Here is a clearer definition. Love is choosing to fully see someone, understand them, and remain present without attaching their worth to your performance. Picture this. You come home after a difficult day, you're frustrated, you replay a mistake you made, you tell your spouse about it. They respond in one of two ways. Option one, they immediately correct you. They explain what you should have done differently. Option two, they lean in and say, that sounds heavy, tell me more. Which response makes you feel safer? Which opens you up? Which one helps you reflect instead of defend? Love is not fixing first. Love is not evaluating. It's understanding. We talked previously about the five love languages of children in prior episodes. Kids experience love through words, time, touch, gifts, and acts of service. This is an extension of that conversation. As adults, we experience love through acceptance and empathy. When someone stays present with you without withdrawing their care, something inside you reorganizes. And when you experience that kind of love, you become more capable of giving it. Which brings us to the final point. Becoming who you truly are. What if the goal of life is not to impress, but to become fully yourself? Think about it. When you were born, you came here with a goal. There's something you wanted to achieve, a personality that you wanted to express, ideas. This means you are able to fully relax and be comfortable when you're being yourself. You don't feel a need to pretend your emotions. Think about a time when you felt pressure to perform, maybe at work, maybe in a relationship, maybe even growing up. You learned what earned approval. Emotionally, you adjusted, you adapted. You presented a polished version of yourself in order to get that. Now think about a different environment, maybe a close friend or a mentor. With this person, you're able to admit confusion, fear, or uncertainty without losing connection. Which environment allows you to grow more? When you are constantly performing? When you feel accepted? Becoming yourself requires courage, it requires honesty, and it requires spaces where you are not bracing for rejection. When you offer that space to someone else, and you choose acceptance, empathy, and presence, you're creating the conditions for them to become who they truly are, and you're opening the doors for yourself to be who you truly are as well. How do we take this into our week? Well, let's bring it all together. Today we explore love as the environment for growth. We're creating a place of understanding, empathy, and acceptance. Every person that we meet is asking, am I safe to be myself here? When people feel accepted, their defenses lower, they open, they grow, they become friends. Second, love is not primarily correction or advice. It's empathy and presence. It's staying connected even when someone isn't perfect. That kind of love builds resilience, honesty, and trust. Third, the goal of life is not performance. It's authenticity. Authenticity. Being yourself. When you live in environments that require constant performance, you shrink. Some people enjoy performance, and that's fine. But the point of this episode is creating an environment of acceptance. Not simply performance, but acceptance. Because this allows you to expand and flower, to bloom and blossom. As we reflect on the episode, let's choose an action. Let's try it out this week. Notice one conversation where perhaps maybe you usually correct someone, your child or someone else. Instead of correcting, just listen. Listen longer. Maybe ask questions. Help them open up. Offer one person your full attention without trying to fix them. Let them know that you accept them as they are. Or create one environment at home, at work, where you feel safe, where your family, your friends, where they feel safe and present. Sustainable change begins with one single intentional step. If this episode resonated with you, I want you to know that this work matters deeply. In the next episode, we're going to explore what practical behaviors create emotional safety. We're going to just explore this further. So this week we discussed the need for acceptance, empathy and presence, and becoming who you truly are. Personally, I've worked on this myself for years. And at first it was a difficult concept for me to grasp, the idea of empathy, the difference between sympathy and empathy. And I hope that it helped you as well. This is Barbara with Health Solutions Today. Remember, every day can be a healthy day.